him.
Yeah, because of him. That was for you, Lewis.
If you want tickets and information, you can visit ReadingCivic.com. So feel free to do that.
Are we heard up in Reading right now? Do people hear? People in Reading can't hear us, can they?
I'm not sure. You can hear us anywhere if you're on KZFR.org.
That is true, yes. But if you're in your car and you're not on your phone, because you shouldn't be on your phone unless you plugged your phone in and you're listening that way, that's fine. But if you're scrolling through your phone, don't do that. But
covering all bases.
Yeah, you know?
Little preview of how the rest of this show is going to go.
Can't wait.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a weird one, boys.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Homes for Gnomes. Because every year, too many gnomes go without a home, but every gnome wants a place to call a home. And if you have a home where you can give a gnome a place to stand to welcome everyone to your home, then you should help a gnome and give it a home. So don't let any gnomes go without a home any longer. Visit www.homesforgnomeswhodonthaveahometogohometo.com and get your gnome today. Because every home deserves a gnome, and every gnome wants a home. And if you can give a gnome a home, your home will be better off for it.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. Listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me is always partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isso Mackey.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spin it, because you can't take it with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
Statman Brad, our producer extraordinaire, is out. He was celebrating his birthday this past weekend. Up in Portland, so he is...
For being a group of guys, we have eerily very close birthdays.
That's true.
All of us are in a very tight bunch.
We go December, January, February.
Yeah.
And two in February.
Two in February, yeah. Brad and I are sandwiched together.
6 days apart. Yeah.
Wow. And you're end of January, you're end of December.
Ninth.
Okay, never mind. All right. See,
it's still pretty close.
That's a best friend. Don't know his friend's birthday. Yeah. That's how a good friend works.
I found out your birthday.
There you go. See, yeah.
Because they're not that important.
I intentionally do that, though. I do intentionally keep that, like, kind of a less people know the better.
Yeah.
Like, only like the people, if you know, like, you are really important to me then. You know? Like, if you know it's my birthday, I either came out of you, you put me in there, or I raised my entire life with you.
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I know your birthday now. Didn't do any of those things.
That's true.
But I've known you for a while.
Yeah, but you're important. Like, I do a show with you.
Well, hey.
I mean, yeah, you know, like, we do a radio show together. But we have done it for damn near 6 years right now. Over that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Brad is out. I am running the board and trying to host the show. So, results are guaranteed.
Exactly. I mean, it's All-Star weekend, okay? So there's there's some fun stuff to talk about. We had some fights out there that are definitely going to be addressed. The soul snatching attempt from Juwan Howard, obviously.
Yeah, we're absolutely going to cover that.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff too. I mean, I got some grinds my gears for the people.
Oh, beautiful.
I came correct. I knew we were All-Star weekend. We need some love.
Okay.
We had no football either.
I love that.
What do we got, Rudy? He's got something.
Because Brad just texted in the group text. Still, best birthday I had was a few years ago. We had a show on my birthday, and no one knew.
That's true. That did happen.
Yeah. That's...
Matter of fact, we didn't know Brad's birthday for like the first.
Yeah,
years
we didn't. I didn't realize that he was just six days before I was. Like, so,
yes. Bro, you've been 25 forever now.
Yo, man. Like, I think years happened a couple times. When did you circle?
Yeah.
When did Brad start his circle? You know.
The funny thing is, you guys are probably talking about your birthday while on the show on his birthday, not knowing that it was his birthday.
That probably did.
It probably did happen. Yeah.
We're probably talking about dinner.
Yeah. We're going here. We're going there.
Yeah.
Classic. That's how guy friends work. We don't know any details about our friends whatsoever.
Made my day.
And that's kind of how it should.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Honestly.
Like I don't know any of your guys' number. If I've been in sticky situations before where if I didn't have my phone ready to go, I would not be able to get anywhere because I have nobody's number in this area memorized. I only got my family back home,
and they can't do anything.
I can actually tell them, call them, hey, tell Drew, tell Rudy or somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here, there, wherever.
Right.
You know, but.
Help?
Yes.
Tell them I said
SOS. All right, I'm lost.
You have one call, dude. I don't know anyone.
I don't,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
One call.
911. Just call me. You're at the cops.
Guys, I was arrested and I need help.
I know.
You know my boy, Jero. All right, what about Rudy?
Yo, oh, boy. Shout okay. out somewhere.
At least all got one number saved.
530-895-0131. Call the studio. Call KZFR.
When in doubt, guys. All right. Yes. If you ever, we accept collect calls.
Yeah. Yeah. You could go ahead and do that. All right. Well, let's talk about All Star Weekend. Obviously, this past weekend, NBA All Star Weekend. A lot of different angles to cover here. First of all, did you guys watch it?
I watched the last quarter whenever they had to hit that certain number. So I started watching it then. I was just going back and forth from NASCAR and the All-Star game because there was nothing on.
Yeah.
So
I pretty much was working this entire weekend, so it was on behind me my entire time. So I did get glances at it. I did see some highlights. I saw the insane depth of Steph's threes that he was taking, which is natural. You expect that. But I don't know. It just... It's nice to see the dunk contest, from what I did see, was very lackluster.
Yep.
The fact that Karl Anthony Towns won your three-point contest is a sham. Trae Young should bury his head in the sand if it wouldn't make him look better. Instead, I would just say, keep it out there. We all should just shame you for losing to Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
That was tough. A big man should not be winning the three-point contest.
Yeah,
and plus,
especially him. He's a good player, but...
I mean, if Steph and Claire are in it, it doesn't count anyway. So, like, you got to beat them, you know? And I don't know why they don't do it. I guess, like, you know, come on, let's see some shooting. That's all we'd like.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when the three-point contest and the dunk contest just became uncool. But as soon as it did, it died. You know, I mean, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon were the last time that you really remember any dunk contest.
And even then, there was a gap between, like, good ones. Before that one came along, too. Like,
there was a long gap.
There had been some very inconsistencies with it. Because you need the stars to come out to play, and you need those stars to have the creativity and that bounce.
Yeah.
And that bounces and creativity don't always come hand in hand.
Well, when they said Juan Toscano-Anderson for the Golden State Warriors was going to be participating, I love JTA. Oakland's very own. He had the Mexican Warriors jersey on yesterday to represent. But there's at least 3 to 4 players on the Warriors I'd rather see in a dunk contest before him. Gary Payton, the second. I'd rather see GP2. I'd rather see Andrew Wiggins, and I'd rather see Jonathan Kuminga. So when they said JTA was in it, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and just catch the highlights on Instagram later that evening. There's no need for me to tune in live to this.
I mean, I could see the dunk contest maybe being shined away from the stars just because there is a higher potential of injury there. You're going up high, you're having to really the explosive muscles used, and the three-point contest, like, that's just shooting right there.
That's just, come on man.
Like, give us that show. I want to see a perfect rack from Steph, you know. I want to see that. He hasn't done that yet.
No, he hasn't,
you know. Come on, Steph, like, you say you're the best shooter ever, give me a perfect rack. Like, all around.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean,
make everyone,
every single one. I don't want a single miss from you. I want to see that.
I think it's probably not for us. We're kind of aging out of that. I think
a little bit.
Kids love the All-Star game, the skills competition and all that. But I think there's a couple of easy changes you can make to make the dunk contest more intriguing. First, put a mill on it. You make enough money, put a mill down, and name it after Vince Carter or one of the greatest dunkers of all time, like they did the Kobe Bryant NBA All-Star MVP award.
If Vince Carter dies, then we can name it after him. So come on, Vince, do your part.
Let's, I didn't know, you know, if we were going to be working blue already, but okay.
I'm just saying, that's what we like to
take
do.
Take one for the team.
When you're dead, then we'll honor you. Never when you're alive, okay?
You're still alive.
No. We don't care about you. No. But it should be. Vince Carter was legendary.
Yeah.
Okay? You could say the Dominique or the Michael, but no. Vince Carter is, for us, for our generation in particular, he is the dunk contest.
Yeah. Well, he brought it back.
Yes.
And he did dunks we've never seen before. Because for a long time, it was like 360 windmills.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the East Bay funk and going between the legs. But it wasn't a whole lot of creativity. And then Vince Carter came around. And then he birthed a whole generation of professional dunkers. That were like, oh, wait, there's stuff that we haven't done yet that we could go do. So, yeah, he changed it. But, yeah, the dunk contest is kind of dead at this point.
It is, a little bit.
Man.
100%.
But, I mean, Nobi Stoppin, Obi Toppin, who did take the award. So,
yeah.
Shouts
and he
to,
had some creative dunks.
He's
so tall, and none of them were that clean to me.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, yeah.
No one had a true flush, I felt. Like, there was no one that was like, yeah, like that's it right there.
That one dunk.
That makes you, like, you know when it happens.
Right.
The ferocity, the power, the smoothness of it.
Yep.
None of it was there.
Yeah.
So I wish that was great. Yeah.
Hopefully next year. Steph Curry, obviously, we talked about at the top of the show, the 16-3. He's just showing off out there. And that's what you get, Cleveland, for booing him.
Yeah, he's okay, you're going to boo me? It's all
why? You got came back 3-1 on him. You know, like, that should be, like, your forever, like,
yeah, but
chant,
two of three,
you know?
Years.
Fine, but you came back on 3-1. Like, you came back 3-1.
That is true.
Yep.
Okay, I know that hurts to hear, but you all did win your two. But 3-1, that's an impressive feat no matter what.
No doubt.
Okay?
And I'll never be forgotten. And that was probably the last real NBA rivalry we've had. With these
two going?
Yeah.
The Cavs and the Warriors. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were the two powerhouses and, like, two legitimate powers that were just going to clash. Like, they're the two titans that just needed to get through the muck to be able to finally clash. And we don't have those two titans right now. We don't have...
Well, and beyond that, players aren't staying anywhere long enough to create familiarity where you get these teams that go head-to-head when it means something year after year.
True.
We don't get that at all anymore.
Well, because every team is now vying. Every team has the potential to actually go for it and actually... draw talent because of the way we are in this culture. You know, anyone can go anywhere and make money, be a name. You don't have to be in select areas.
That's true.
To market yourself.
Well, I want to talk about that because we touched on the Harden and Simmons trade last week briefly. And I kind of want to walk back some of what I said because I did mention that that Ben Simmons brought up the mental health issue when things got tough. And I don't think that was totally fair. I should have added some context. Could he be suffering from some mental health issues? Absolutely. I wasn't here trying to say he was a liar. I think I should have added context, and what I was ignoring is the fact that his workplace environment may have contributed to that, right? And I didn't want to ignore that part. He could just absolutely hate going to work with Embiid and all those other dudes and playing in that market after he absolutely collapsed in the playoffs. Those things don't have to be mutually exclusive. With that said, I did think it was convenient and I don't take that part back, but I do wonder, with these players moving teams as often as they do, is that good for the league?
Yes and no. I don't mind it right now because it's pretty cool seeing these big names going, all right, I don't want to play in Houston anymore. I want to go to Brooklyn. No, not Brooklyn. I want to go to Philly now. And these are some big names linking up with some, you know, other big names. So I think it's pretty cool. Is it good for the league? Technically, no. But as a fan, I'm going to say yes.
I think it's good. The drama that it creates is obviously good. It creates. It's a soap opera that the guys love to watch. That we do. This is our daytime soaps that we take up on, and we want to see the drama that unfolds that way. So when that happens, it gives them more drama, more talking points.
Exactly.
But I think for the purity of the game, no, I don't like it at all. I don't like I'm not against the whole bringing the super teams in that, but I think there's certain ways of doing it and making it last. I mean, like you said, we're not getting these long-standing rivalries. Teams are not getting familiar with each other. You might have some guys sticking around, like a couple-year run here and there, but there's no true
We're holding this out. There's no true Spurs anymore. The Spurs are a dying breed of team. In fact, they're a dead breed of team right now. Like, there are no teams like the Spurs in terms of we're building this from the ground up, and we're going to keep this roster together as long as possible. We're trying to fill voids, make the pieces fit, find the right guy in the right situation, and we're going to wheel and deal as much as possible. And that's fun to watch, no doubt, but I think that's something for me I would like to, it's hard to hang on to.
Yeah, I mean, I think the closest example current day would be the Warriors, right? They kept their core together. Obviously, they did become a super team for the 3 years there where they had KD. But you look at it, and I think there's something to be said about longevity with the team and the way you were treated. For example, I had a layover in Memphis some years ago, and as you get to the airport, it says, "Welcome to Memphis," with the Tony Allen sign there, right? And Tony Allen was in Memphis for some years. That team became the Grindhouse, right? Or the arena became the Grindhouse. They became known as an entity and beloved by that city, even though they never won anything super meaningful. They never went to the finals or anything like that. But that team was together for some years where they built enough continuity that there was at least some bitterness between them and the Warriors when they were going head-to-head. But we just, I think that's what the NBA is missing, and what these players are missing personally is that affection from the city. And you see so few players have it anymore. And you just wonder, as a player, I think that'd be kind of cool to have, right? Like,
I mean, obviously, I'm a Laker fan. Kobe Bryant was the epitome of that right there.
Yes.
Man, suck it out. And I don't think there is a city that loves a player more than LA loves Kobe Bryant.
Right.
I mean, maybe New York and Derek Jeter, but it's more so. The Kobe fans will fight you tooth and nail and bring you down to the muck if you ever tarnish his name.
Yep.
And seeing that and what we do and how we stand behind that man, it's awesome to see. And that's one of the reasons why, like I said, this current Laker team is just something I can't get behind, because Kobe Bryant has such a lasting impact on how I think a player should be and how I think the team should be. And we don't have anything like that anymore.
Not even close.
I mean, and it's tough too, because teams are limited in how much they can play these players and pay these players. Well, that's a fun one to say. And each player wants to get paid as much as possible.
Yeah.
And each player checks their value by the person next to them. And if that person is getting more than them, they want just as much, if not more than that person. And teams cannot keep doing that. They can't have this. They have money, yes, but you can't keep giving more and more money to all these players all the time. You're going to go bankrupt. Yeah. You're not going to be able to keep that entity going. And that's what NBA is going to find out. Well, they're seeing that right now. The teams, you cannot have these huge rosters. It's just not viable. And that's what all these players are going to demand. Each player demands a certain asking price because we as a society have deemed them so valuable.
Yeah, but with that, these players are also making so much money that Ben Simmons could sit out half a season, lose $20 million at the age of 25, and be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
insane.
It's crazy.
Teams can't chokehold these players with finances anymore.
Yeah.
Think about it. 25 years old, and you're like, I hate going to work so much. I'll forfeit $20 million at the height of my earning potential because I've made so much money.
And that just goes to show where we are as a society, is the fact that we don't have that respect for the dollar anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We just think it's just something that these guys just expect it right now.
Yeah.
They truly do. And they're living in this echelon that we'll never, any of us will ever reach, because they just throwing away $20 million. That's insane to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, all right, I'll go to hell for $20 million, okay? Give me a mill, I'll do it, okay? I'll grind out every tooth and nail. I'll say, Satan, what's good, my dude? It's hot in here, right? Yeah. All right. But I'm getting paid. For them to be able to throw that away so nonchalantly, it really does show how we have just propagated these guys up into this pedestal that they can do no wrong. Yeah. Even though they're doing wrong.
And the other part on it is that's why all these teams are going after all these sponsorships now. That's why we have the sponsorship on the jersey. A small little square. 5 years from now,
it's going to be everyone.
It's going to be covered.
Everything's going to be, yeah.
It's and be on the floor as well, too. It's not Staples Center anymore. It's a Staples Center and Heineken and Bud Light. It's everything.
Yeah.
And at one point, they're going to run out of space, run out of ideas. Like, dude, we can't get any more money to pay these guys.
My concern is We talked about how exciting it is in the off season to watch about to watch these players move from team to team. It gives us content to talk about. But just think about it. When was the last time you thought to yourself, all right, I need to get home and be home tonight to watch this regular season NBA game because I love this rivalry. I want to watch these two teams go at it. We haven't had that in a while, I don't think.
I mean, you're coming at the wrong guy, too, for that. Like, there's no NBA I would do that for. There's plenty of football matches out there, regular season football, yeah, I will set sure. wake up early for to watch because I truly am invested in that, and I see those the rivalries they've built over there are truly spectacular. The NBA does not have that, though. No. You're right. As that casual fan, you can see, truly see, like, there's nothing like, oh, yeah, that's a great matchup. I need to go watch that game.
Right.
It really is. There's no marquee anything right now that you can hang your hat on.
No.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you want to watch the players that got traded or made moves in the offseason play their former team, and then that's about it. And then that kind of dies down after a couple meetings. I mean, I remember KD going back to OKC and all the cupcakes and all that kind of stuff. Okay, you wanted to tune in for that. LeBron going back to Cleveland for the first time. You wanted to tune into that. But as far as we don't have a Boston Lakers matchup anymore.
I mean, even that, the OKC Golden State before KD came onto that team when they're all facing. Those are some, you had that amazing regular season game where Steph hit that amazing game winner from like 30 feet away.
We would tune in for that.
I watched that game. Yeah. It was a great regular season game.
And we don't have that anymore. Have that. You know, and that brings up a good point. I wanted to mention to you guys, I haven't thought through it enough, but as I was thinking about this over the weekend, I feel Kevin Durant already has the greatest or the most intriguing what-if career of all time, right? So you have him, Russ, Westbrook, and Harden on the same team, arriving probably a year early, going up against going through the Lakers that year, going through the Spurs that year. That was, 2010? I think 2010, 2011, when Kobe came out and said these dudes are going to be a problem for some time. They end up losing to the Heat in five, which is the closest five-game series of all time, in my opinion, but five games nonetheless.
And this is the year after. This is the Heat team that was destined to win it all from...
That's after they lost to the Mavs the year prior.
So that was 2010.
And LeBron came out the whole season and just balled out never before.
He was on a mission to...
That had to be 2011.
I would say 2012 is when they won it first time, right?
Was it?
I'll check.
Yeah, run it back because I'm not exactly sure. But you had that team that featured Kevin Durant and James Harden gets traded that offseason, right? And then KD obviously goes to the Warriors, tears his Achilles. They lose to Toronto, goes to Brooklyn. You wonder what that dynasty looks like if KD is still on the Warriors present day. They probably don't go through the slump they went through a year ago or the 2 years ago. They're probably not fighting for a play-in position last year. And you're probably betting the Warriors to come out of the West again this year if KD's on that team right now.
I mean, if KD stays on the Warriors, though, if that Warriors team trio is able to stay together, I think that's a bigger what-if.
Right.
If that team is able to keep that whole thing together, that would be... That would have been an insane team.
It'd be ridiculous. Yeah. And now you have 16 games they played together, KD, James Harden, and Kyrie. And so it's just, to me, it's just curious to just think about what if, in any one of those scenarios, what that would have looked like. And to think that KD is at the center of all three of those is kind of wild to me. Sir, you said you had some grinds my gears.
I do, yeah.
Have you been working on these for a while?
I don't want to unload on them.
You don't want to? Not the full clip. Yeah.
I got plenty to, to go around the mix right now.
Well, it's been a while, so let's bring it back.
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that flip off the camera in all their photos. Like, I'm sorry. I'm tired of scrolling through my Instagram and just having fingers flipped off of me all the time right now. Like, what are we doing right now? Like, you get it. Like, I'm trying to be hard and cool. No, stop with the flipping off the camera and just have a nice photo out there.
Yeah, it's like, bro, okay? You're at Target. Relax.
Exactly. You know? Precisely right now.
This ain't the cover of an M&M LP, okay?
You're not hard right now. These streets ain't getting to you, okay? You're just getting groceries.
With you. Yeah. All right, hold on.
You know what really grinds my gears?
when people stop to have a conversation in the middle of a walkway or a hallway, a common area where people are walking through, and they just take up the entire space. And now I've got to walk around or say, excuse me, and they just keep going about their merry way. No, no, no. I get you want to have a conversation with somebody. I'm not denying your act to do that. Just move over to the side. Left or right, baby. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not even going to tell you which way to go. Just pick a side so it's not blocking the way, because that is not your road. It is our road. If it is your road, it cannot be my road, but it's my road just as much as it's your road. So it's not your road, it's our road. Treat it as such.
It's everyone's road.
I couldn't agree more, and I think that is something in particular that we run into being in a smaller town. Just because if you're at the grocery store, you're going to run into someone.
Yeah, no doubt.
And all the time, I'm trying to get to the ground beef right there.
And you're all just, talking about Harry and how he's the greatest kid you've ever had, okay?
Right.
I don't need to know.
I'm with you. All right, here we go.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When kids say, trust me, I know it tastes good. No, kid, you don't know. You don't know. No, you don't know what tastes good. Okay, yeah, sure, you'd like sugar and that stuff. Yeah, you might know the sugar tastes good. Yeah, everyone knows sugar tastes good. I'm not going to take your word on something because a kid says it's kid-tested and kid-approved. No, that doesn't mean anything to me right now, okay? Kids don't know anything about taste, really. Like, sure, there might be some that has sophisticated taste buds, but you have yet to experience the true entity of eating. No, I won't say it. Oh, man, I really wish I could have dropped
it. He got one more for the people?
I do, yeah. I'll give you one more.
You know what really grinds my gears?
How easy it is to accidentally respond to someone's story on Instagram, and you don't even want to. They're like talking about something, you just kind of flip over, but you actually hit one of those quick reactions. You're like, what? No? It's like, oh, celebrating my family's life, and I accidentally sent you 100. Yeah, I'm like, no, I did not mean to send you that right there. Just recently happened to me, too, for someone that she was probably one of my very first crushes I ever had as a kid. And it was a very situation where I just sent 100 to her, and I don't talk to her whatsoever, but none whatsoever. It was just like, I don't think she follows me at all. I'm stalking her slightly.
Yeah.
I sent her that. I was like, I don't mean to do that at all. I just wanted to follow you in silence. But if you did like it, maybe what's up, Leah Fawcett?
What I'm saying. It brought it back, bro. Maybe. You never know. Yeah, that 100 could lead
maybe
to
it could
a
have
lot.
Been, but it wasn't a proper 100.
I know,
right
but
now.
Still.
Yeah. You never know.
But that's how... This
that's
is,
great.
This is like a movie that's making right now. Derek going back to his little 8th grade crush, dude.
I know. This is more like I was in kindergarten and she was like
6th
grade and whatnot.
Oh!
She was, she's like the very first one.
You go way back.
Yeah. She's like very first.
I hope it works out for you.
Maybe. This could be. You never know. You never know.
But
nothing's coming out there. Nothing's happened from it.
Did you want to do one more? Or you good?
I don't know. Would you... I can do more, but obviously
let's save them.
Yeah. You guys got enough.
We got some other stuff we can move on to. We actually have a pretty packed show, and I'm not doing a great job of hosting right now, so we'll reset everyone. That's right. We just needed to cool out for a minute. It's getting too hot. This is Talking Bout Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, right here on FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Got your man, Jarrell Gilbert, Derek Isomecki, Rudy Vasquez. No, Statman Brad is traveling back to Chico as we speak after a long birthday weekend partying up in Portland. Shouts to him. Safe travels, my brother. Love being in the position to host and produce at the same time. Creates a bunch of fun challenges. Yeah, it's kind of fun. All right. We want to shout out our friends over at the award-winning Chico Hearing Aid Center. Celebrating over 70 years, changing lives through better hearing. Improved hearing can help loved ones participate in more activities, become more involved, and improve their quality of life. Facts, facts, facts. To schedule a complimentary hearing evaluation, call Chico Hearing Aid Centers at 342-8132. What a scary proposition in life that we're probably all going to lose our hearing at some point.
I mean, when you're dead, you can't hear, so yeah, obviously.
Yeah, you know. That would suck.
Dying?
No.
Not
like,
hearing.
Not hearing, especially like at an early age.
Well, my cousin was deaf. She was born deaf, and she's doing well.
I know.
She's doing great.
I'm sure she is.
But she's never experienced hearing, so she doesn't know what she's lost out on.
Just me thinking of not being able to hear you guys or anything. That's, I
mean, I think that sounds like Derek's heaven to me.
I don't know. I feel like I'd take being deaf over blind, I think.
100%.
Oh, yeah. You're right on that. Yeah.
They both sound awful, but... All right, don't know how we got here.
You know, yeah, that's rough for you right there.
Anywho.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for
the news.
All right. So we're going to go over to our neighbors out east in good old Lake Tahoe.
Oh, going now, local.
Lake Tahoe, lovely area. It's got itself a little bit of a problem. By the name of Hank the Tank, 500-pound bear.
Hey, Trey. Is he on? Because I can't hear him.
My bad.
Hey, there we go. I'm back. All right. Sorry. Hey. Oh, Brad, I never thought I'd say I'd miss you.
Right, dude?
Okay, time for the news.
There we go.
There, we're back. All right. That's nice. That's nice. Hey, okay, we're back. All right, we're going to our local neighbors in Lake Tahoe, where they're having a little bit of a problem by the name of Hank the Tank, a 500-pound bear who's causing havoc throughout the community.
Great name. Apparently,
Hank the Tank has broken into multiple homes. His... got himself quite a feasting for human food.
Oh, he's eating good.
500 pounds of brute force coming through your door. But Hank the Tank, unfortunately, he's got a death warrant out right now.
Oh.
Apparently, the Game and Wildlife says his dependency on human food has made him dangerous. And therefore, they are going to have to track him down and try to kill this bad boy.
Oh, dude, come on, man.
They haven't been able to do so for the past 6 months, so Hank the Tank is a feisty little fella that gets away. Getting away quickly right now has not been captured. Many local residents have asked as well to not kill the bear, not euthanize it, if possible. But trying to relocate said bear is going to be nearly impossible because of, again, that dependency on human food that he has created in himself. He's going to seek out human food no matter what. Hopefully we can find a peaceful ending for Hank the Tank. We don't need the Harambe incident in our hands.
No, that's the last thing we need.
But Hank the Tank... gotta eat. So dude, lock your doors, y'all.
Dude's gotta eat.
Lock your doors. I don't know how much he's gonna do against a 500-pound bear. Right. But try to lock him in anyway, okay?
You never know, but yeah.
If you see Hank the Tank, say hi.
Say what's up.
Yeah. Maybe a little pet.
A little fist bump, you know? I got a turkey sandwich, bro. Here
there you go, man. Keep that dependency going, okay?
6 months, though. That seems like a long
dude's
time.
Dude's good. He's got some wheels, okay?
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. All right. All right, we're going to go to our kind of a weird story today right now. So we got a couple of identical twins that have themselves quite a conundrum going on. I don't want to say conundrum, but we'll go into it. So we got two twin sisters, Brittany and Brianna. And guess what they did? They got themselves married to, guess what? Another identical set of twins as well.
Wow. So two twins
married together. Couple. Josh and Jeremy Sailors.
Are they like
Sallers.
Identical twins? Or just...
They are identical. Oh. Both of them are identical twins. Sets of twins. Now, both of sets of couples got pregnant around the same time. Both sets of couples gave birth to a baby boy. Now, that baby boy aren't just cousins. They're actually genetically brothers.
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Because of all that DNA mixed up.
Yeah.
They're brothers. Now, it gets weirder because said family, they live together. All four of them in one house.
Yeah, that's,
now I'm like wondering, how well do we know each other? You know, like if I walk in, I'm like, that's not my wife. No, I'm like, that's not the penis I like. Yes, you know, no, that's not mine.
I don't know.
You know?
That freckle
I don't
there.
Know what is that right there. When did that growth come around? Like, what is going on? That's a little bit odd for me.
That's too much.
A little too much for me. And I would just say like I have twins in my life. My the set is twins and sisters. Granted, they are fraternal and look nothing alike. One's white, one's Mexican. So it'd be kind of hard. You'd know right away. You know, you're like, that's definitely not my wife.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not you.
But still, like that's too much. I'd get tired of that person real quick.
100%. Especially, like, imagine coming home drunk. Be like, all right, babe, come over here. You know, like, which one is which?
You know, drunk goggles, you know?
Yeah.
Always on. So,
Yikes.
Just saying, branch out a little bit, y'all. Give a little genetic diversity a chance.
Did it state where they're from?
They are in the U.S. Let's see. You've got no references in the area right now.
Kind of wanted to say, like, Florida or something, you know?
Yeah, I know, right? You would,
That's a weird thing, man.
Yeah, that's just going
too
overboard.
Too much for me right now. I would think, spread it out a little bit. Different houses, at least, you know.
On,
like, get a fence between you.
Can we be neighbors?
You know, like, just get a fence. Yeah. You know, that's all I'm asking for.
I'm with you.
That way, you know, you walked into the wrong house, and you have, oh my bad. Oh, yeah. You know that for sure.
Solve a lot of problems down the road.
All right, one last story for y'all. One fantastic story to end on right now. So we're going over to our following some Olympic coverage right now before we get Aaron on the line. A little pre-Olympic coverage, but my type of coverage is a little bit different than what Aaron likes to cover. So we're looking at my man, my homeland dude, Remy Lindholm from Finland. That's my dude right there, okay?
Okay.
He is in one of the widest sports known to man, cross-country skiing, okay? Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
Now, this is the 50K mass start. But apparently, actually, this 50K turned into 30K because apparently there was some crazy conditions out there. So crazy enough that Remy Lindholm got the tip of his penis frozen.
Oh.
I saw this. Yeah.
My dude had to get it thawed out when he got across the finish line.
I'm going to lose this baby, but I'm going to win this race.
That thing, he didn't win. But
at least he finished.
Yeah, he still finished. He still finished the race. But said body part had to be thawed out. That's not something you ever want to have to do.
No,
you never want to thaw your penis,
dude.
No,
like I'll thaw out many things, but not
just,
my, not,
just not that.
No,
that's just
take any extreme would be fun to me except that one.
That's like the only one.
You know?
Oh my god, I can't even imagine. Oh wow. Yeah.
So, Remy, I'm thinking of you, my countryman, my Finland dude. But you're from Finland, man. I feel like that's like your penis should be used to that
exactly,
type of cold, right?
Yeah,
like, dude, I've been in colder, you know?
Yeah, this is nothing.
You know?
And then you're like, oh, this is pretty damn cold right
you
now.
You never gone ice fishing before, my dude? No? Never? I feel like that should be some sexual innuendo in Finland, right? Like, let's go ice fishing, baby, you know? I feel like that could be something that
let's
happens.
Let's go out there in my little hut.
Right? Yeah. Find some some spare holes.
Okay. I think we're good. I think we're all good. Here, let's class up the show. Is that the news?
That's the news.
All right. Let's bring on our foreign correspondent. Aaron, you're here to help class up the show. Will you help us class up the show?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure since Derek is not doing good to the Finnish name that he has.
So you've known Derek a while.
A few
all
years.
His life.
I even know his birthday.
Yeah,
gonna,
exactly.
Not
one of the few.
Hard,
one of the few
but
proud, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So thank speaking you of his birthday, can you give us anything embarrassing that might have happened on his birthday in the past?
Well, it wasn't on his birthday exactly, but I just thought of a hilarious story that I thought that we could celebrate Derek. Every year in the summer, we would go visit our cousins in San Diego, and they lived pretty close to the border. So every year we would take a trip across the border, we'd eat at the same taco shop, and then you walk down the street and we would go to the same paleta shop every year so we could walk back with popsicles. Well, what do you do when you're in TJ on this one street? Well, Mexico exports silver. It's one of their biggest exports. And so you look at all of these jewelers out on the street, and what are they selling? They're selling silver necklaces, silver bracelets, silver earrings, silver rings. Well, every year, without fail, Derek would put a ring on his finger that he couldn't get off. Every year. So what are we doing? Derek's crying. My mom's trying to use lotion, soap, dental floss. And Derek's just crying and crying every year without fail. You would think he would learn, but nope. He'd put a ring on, and lo and behold, it would get stuck. We'd be there for 10, 15 minutes while Derek's bawling his eyes out. Can't get the ring off his finger.
Never get one on again right now. That's for sure. Never getting one on again.
Oh, man.
That's Derek's fear of commitment.
You would think he'd learn, but I promise you, this happened like 3 or 4 times.
It was a number of times, I will say. It's not like, say, every time, but yeah.
Listen here, girl. It's not that I don't want to get married. I just have a fear of rings.
I just don't like rings.
It's not a fear of commitment.
Never come
I have
off.
Some trauma around rings, okay? Yeah, I will attest to that
because it was shocking. Every year we were like, hopefully this isn't the year this happens. And it would. Absolutely.
Had to test the waters every single time, okay?
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. All right. The Olympics, we're wrapping. Give us what you got.
Yep. They are done. The final ceremonies has happened. And I'm not going to lie, it was a pretty disappointing year for the Americans. I was a little bit heartbroken. You know, I like to get my hopes up because I love them so much. But, yeah, we finished the medal count in 5th behind Canada, which really hurts my heart so much. To lose to Canada is painful. We did have 8 gold medals, though, and Canada had 4, so we really beat them there, which makes me feel good. Unfortunately, the women's hockey team lost the gold medal match to them, which is a little bit painful. The men's curling team did win the bronze medal match versus the Canadians, though. And Norway came out the top with 16 gold medals. They made a historic run, and they had the most gold medals by a country in the Winter Olympics ever. So congratulations to Norway on that one.
Well, it's cold there, so, you know.
They learn how to not get their penises frozen over, as opposed to Finnish people.
Yeah. Yeah, the Finnish men's hockey team did win gold for men. So
yeah, they did. I saw that game. Yeah,
maybe they could take their countrymen. They could teach them a thing or two, maybe.
All right. So now, what are we looking forward to? I know you're a giant Olympics fan. The past couple Olympics, you've covered them for us. Your sports fandom goes much deeper than just the Olympics, obviously. So what are you looking forward to on the sports calendar coming up next?
We've got golf coming up. I know we've got, I forget which one it is, but there's one, I think, a big one next weekend. So I'm really excited for that. I do love golf. I could watch it all day. It brings me a lot of joy. And then we will also, we're about halfway through the season in hockey. They just had their all-star game like last weekend. So we'll start getting into hockey playoffs. And
fuck
it'll
yeah.
start to get interesting very soon.
We're so mature around here. Oh, man. Aaron, as always, does anyone have anything for Aaron before we get her out of here?
Aaron, you remember Leah Fawcett, right?
Oh, for sure. I'm sort of stunned by that. But yeah, also, yeah. Hilarious.
The one person listening that knows that name right there. Yeah.
And she was a lot older than you because I think she was Janelle
Alyssa's
age, wasn't she?
She definitely was.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You like
my shot. I never shot my shot. I don't know what that meant.
Well, you just did. You sent her a bunch of 100 emojis. So
I'm going to find her and be like, hey, by the way, I'm good friends with Derek. Yeah.
26 years later, Derek's like,
it comes
he's
thinking about you.
100. Aaron, thank you. As always, that was excellent. Love the story about the ring. Love the Olympic coverage over the past few weeks. And we look forward to talking some puck and some golf with you in the near future.
My pleasure, guys. I don't know if Derek told you, but my parents will be up there. So make sure they take you out for dinner one night.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I told them that already. Don't make it seem like I didn't tell you guys.
Yeah.
I was on it.
Wednesday night, 6:30.
We already got it covered.
Already did the rest.
Oh,
okay.
There we go.
Just making sure.
Yeah. No. All right. I'm not that bad.
Okay. Dope.
Okay.
Was I not part of this conversation?
Oh, yeah, Drew was blacked out when we talked about this. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were blacked out.
Oh, was this Saturday or Friday night?
Yeah, no chance.
Literally zero chance.
Yeah, we're doing that.
All right, Michelle, I'll be there.
Everyone's being there. Yeah, you better be there.
All right, we'll think about you during dinner. We might even FaceTime you then.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later. Literally zero recollection.
Yeah, we were talking about it. And then I was like, "Yeah, my mom's gonna be in town, but she's not coming until Thursday, so she won't be there Wednesday." Okay. And then that's when we were going back. Oh, we should have my mom cook. You're like, "No,
yeah,
I guess no."
Well, we got a resi.
Okay, cool.
6:30.
The people don't care about that.
I spent half my night convincing one of my friends he's not too old to have children. So.
I mean, if it's coming out, you're not too old.
You know, you're good, bro.
Fair point.
If you're too old, it wouldn't be coming out.
You're still working, bro. Still swimming strong.
Oh my god!
Going back to that, Lisa. What's your last? Anywho, your crush. At least you didn't like creep on her page and like a picture from like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's
a little bit worse.
That's a tough look.
A little slip of the thumb.
Yeah, this one is much more understandable.
Yeah.
Much more understandable, yeah. Things that are also, I need a gripe as well. For a split second. Right?
We're
changing the complete subject right now. We're going back to the NBA. Okay. We're going back to the All 75 team because I didn't really do my due diligence and didn't realize somebody was left off that really, truly irked me beyond belief.
Let's do it.
Tracy McGrady.
Yeah.
T-Mac wasn't there?
No, T-Mac was not on the 75.
Really?
The 75th team anniversary. Wow. 75 greatest players of all time. And that guy is the number 3 best 2-guard of all time. In my eyes, at least,
he's
obviously.
100%.
I believe after Jordan and after Bryant, it is T-Mac. And for him to not be on the All-75 team is a crime and shame to the NBA.
Yep.
Whoever voted on that, do you not realize this man scored 13 points? In 31 seconds.
Yep. For that alone, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And that won the game. It's not like he was getting garbage time buckets.
He won a game that was over by the Spurs' mind, at least, with the 31 seconds. They thought it was done. No, T-Mac did it with what? He had 1 4-point play, 2 3-pointers. It was insane. And I don't know. Either way, it was insane what that man did.
Wow, he did it.
Yeah, 2 3-pointers and a 4-point play.
Yeah, 11 points.
That's 13.
13, wow.
No, wait.
No,
it was 13.
It was 3 points. Yes. What I did was wrong, though. My math was wrong. I just did math on air. Don't ever do that.
It's one of our only rules around here.
Back to my case, though. The T-Mac not being on that team is such disrespect to my eyes right there. And I have to gripe about that because that man was such a menace.
Yes.
And he was Kobe Bryant if he didn't have the injuries that came around him in the end, but still was such a phenomenal player.
Yeah.
And I hated that because that guy was so amazing, such a talent. And for his size, too, guy was 6'9", 6'8", 6'9", and just balled the way he did. Oh,
dude, he was spectacular. A boss, man.
Spectacular. Yeah. And he had he's had many great dunker, too. So many things to love about T-Mac, and he's not on that team. I'm sorry. I'm right there with AI when they had that versus challenge, and that is just awful. Awful.
100%. Couldn't agree more. And that was worth a little derail of the show. I appreciated that. Thank you.
No, he needed to be brought to the attention of the people because that man is a legend. And for the NBA to do him dirty like that,
it's not right.
So disrespectful.
Speaking of legends, Juwan Howard.
Yes! Let's go!
So for those of you who missed it this past weekend, Sunday evening, or afternoon, I believe the game was. The Wisconsin Badgers played the Michigan Wolverines. And afterwards, there was a hullabaloo? Scuffle?
A kerfuffle. Yes.
There was a little bit of a kerfuffle.
Yeah.
When Greg Gard, the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, he basically called a timeout with 15 seconds left when the game was clearly in hand. Juwan Howard, during the handshake line, took exception to it and had to let Greg Gard know. Greg Gard responded by grabbing Juwan Howard. Juwan Howard then took exception to that. Players got into it. Coaches got into it. It ended up with a face or a palm to the face of Wisconsin assistant coach Joe Krabernoft. And with a name like Joe Krabernoft, you deserve to get slapped. I'm sorry.
I mean, it wasn't so much a slap as it was so much as a snatching of one's face. Like,
yeah.
Like, he really just tried to snatch his face off, I felt, with that move. It was a weird thing that it happened.
What happened was it was going to be a slap, and then it was like, oh, I'm the coach. Like, God.
Maybe just like a rub the face right
now. Yeah. It was a good mushing. It was a mushing of the face. Yes.
Yeah.
He got a good mush to the face. Juwan Howard has now been suspended for Michigan's five regular season games remaining. Couple players got suspended as well, as players were throwing punches back and forth. But I'm here for coach-on-coach violence.
Oh, I do love it, too. Yeah. Might as well. Come on. Let's
sign me up.
Give me more of that. That's the type of drama I live for right there.
Yeah.
Especially when it's those guys. And again, this is Michigan. Michigan's doing really good. Are they not? They're like a top five team in the
maybe in the conference. I don't think they're ranked anymore.
Are they not? I thought they were really good. I thought they were like at one point in time like one or something.
No,
That shows how much I know, guys. Don't ever listen to me about college basketball.
Last year they're really good, but they lost everyone in the draft.
Michigan's not in the top 25.
Never mind that. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Whatever. Forget it. Michigan, tough season. Real tough. Things just got worse for them.
They were good at football this year.
That's all I care. We beat Ohio State, okay? Yeah, beat Ohio State. But this is.
So you just assume naturally Michigan's
good
everywhere.
Yeah, I thought we were winners, you know? Like, that's all we ever produce, okay? I mean, that guy, Juwan Howard, clearly won that fight. So, yeah, that's what we do. We win, except in the standings. But this was in Madison, so this is like they're in a hostile environment. Wisconsin beat them handily. It was like a 15-point win. It was a very childish move from Wisconsin coach calling that timeout. Like, just let the time go. We don't need to be here any longer than we have to.
Right.
And the way they went about it, he just had to talk to him. I hate guys. It's like, I just got to talk to you. You know, like Juwan was really, I feel like Juwan Howard looked like I'm ready to get past you as quick as possible. Like, I'll give you my 2 cents.
Yeah.
And just keep going. But he's like, no, I got to talk to you right now. Wisconsin guy. I was like, I got to talk. And talking led to kerfuffling, and kerfuffling led to face snatching. So I'm more kerfuffle, more face snatching for me.
I'm all about coaches getting into it. I'm totally good with that.
I really feel that they should have like a little bout where coaches can fight, and whoever wins that fight gets 2 points added on to the team total.
I'm down for
you know?
That.
Like, hey, coach, we really could use 2 points right now. Deck him.
Yeah.
Let's go. You know?
All right, we got a bunch of stuff to get to. We have foot and mouth on the way. We got to get to Rudy's picks, and then we got to get to rumors. So let's knock out Rudy's picks right now.
I was going to say
foot and mouth first. It just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last two or three
Okay.
minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
Well, boys, football is done. It's kind of sad. Not having football on Sundays, but hey, there's money to be made out there and plenty of it. So we got Champions League is back, baby. It's back in full force. I got my boys Chelsea on the road against
Lille,
thank you. They are -285. So.
You guys are at home, actually.
Oh, we are?
You're at home, yeah.
That's why it's so high.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. That's a big one right there.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll with my boys, of course, and then I'm going to go with Man U against Atletico. I know Man U hasn't been playing well, but they won over the weekend. So I'm going to parlay those two teams. That's going to bring it down to -110. So it's pretty much an even bet. So let's get that money, boys. Let's get it.
There you go. So let's stay on that topic. And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Wow. We've got a race, boys. We have got a race for the Premier League title. My goodness. It's on right now. It is truly on. Man City dropped huge points, all 3 points, to Tottenham in London on a fantastic game, I have to admit. A phenomenal game that saw Harry Kane finally get his shooting boots back. That man is looking like the striker that everyone loves so much. along with Heung-min Son. That Tottenham team can be so good if they ever put it together, and they finally did it against Man City. That team that I so dearly love to watch, they took them down 3-2. A beautiful match that made Man City question whether they could actually win the title and gave Liverpool a fighting chance. A game in hand and 6 points behind. My goodness, this Liverpool team, you could pull it off. Why? Because you have the brilliance of Mohamed Salah, Sadio Mane, some Luis Diaz as well. My goodness, some great additions to this team right now. Man, this Liverpool team, y'all are going to make a run. This is going to be a fun second half to the season. Liverpool and Man City definitely do have their matchups coming up as well, so that's going to be huge, and that's going to be a must-watch football game. We talked about there's no must-watch basketball regular season games. Well, you got one here in the Premier League during the regular season. Why? Because the regular season is the playoffs. It is everything right there. Every one of these games matters. Every single point matters.
Every goal matters.
Every goal matters. Everything. It truly does. It is. That's why this season, the way they have it over in the footballing world, it is phenomenal. Those games are so important. You cannot drop them. And then when that happens, turn on to your TVs. It's going to be a good one. So, again, Man City dropping points. Going over to the other side of Manchester. My goodness, Manchester United. You all almost embarrassed yourselves tremendously against Leeds United. The War of the Roses back on. Leeds came into Manchester. And Manchester started off hot. A 2-0 upense on Leeds. And what happens within 2 minutes? Bah! Leeds 2-2.
Tie it up, boy.
We thought it was going to be another collapse in this Man United team that we have so often seen this entire season. But no, they pull it together. They pull it together, and the youngster Ilanga, who got hit in the coin after getting hit with the coin
right.
from one of the awful on, Leeds man. Fans out there. Shame on you, fans. You're throwing stuff out on the field. Shame on you. Comes back and seals it. And Manchester wins 4-2. Truly an Ellen Road. Spectacular football game as well, Manchester.
Quick shout out to Paul Pogba. He played a great game that game.
Pogba was
probably the best game he's played in quite some time.
That man needs to be back on the football pitch on a consistent basis. When he is not, I am a sad person because he is a beautiful person to watch with the ball at his feet.
So fluid.
Very much so.
Oh, man, he's such a great player.
He's filled.
They need to find a way to make him a consistent man in that squad, because he is definitely going to be a reason why they're going to be able to hopefully maintain a Champions League spot for Manchester United. So this is going to be this race is heating up quick right now, boys. We've got, like I said, a 6-point lead for Man City with a game in hand over with Liverpool. So Liverpool has a chance to really cut that down. Chelsea sitting in third. They're going to be they're struggling. You're still hanging around.
Still right there.
But Manchester United with that big win has sitting in fourth place right now. 4 points ahead of West Ham and Arsenal. Also, watch out for the Wolverhampton Wanderers, too. A fun squad right there. They're making their way. They could be making their way into Europe sometime soon. But Arsenal and West Ham are making a run as well. Arsenal, too. That is a young, fun squad. Do not count them out.
No.
Don't count them out at all. Premier League, it's hyped right now. And as Rudy did say, we got Champions League tomorrow. Yeah, baby.
Mañana.
12 o'clock, Chelsea-Lille. We also got Villarreal and Juventus.
That should be a good one, too.
Another good one as well. Yeah. And then Wednesday, Atletico Man U, Benfica, Ajax. So, dude, Champions
Ajax.
League.
Yeah, that's
Ajax, dude. Ajax is a fun squad to watch.
They just score goals.
If you want to bet on another one, put some money on Ajax now. Benfica. That's a Wednesday one. That's one you don't want to count out because that's a team right there. They turn them out. They turn and burn talent out in Ajax. Yeah. The Netherlands, they love their young, talented stars. All right, that is foot and mouth, y'all. Appreciate it.
Let's go.
Can't wait.
A lot of stuff going on. Love it. Love it. Love when Champions League is going. Oh, yeah.
So good.
This is a heat of the moment right now, dude.
All right. So we got some things to knock out real quick. I think this needs more time, but it needs to be mentioned in the NFL. Brian Flores, who's currently involved with a lawsuit with the NFL, just got hired with the Pittsburgh Steelers as a assistant defensive coordinator, I want to say.
No, he's the linebackers coach. And
thank you. Thank you.
And an assistant to everything else.
But yeah. So there's that.
He found his way up north, apparently.
A lot of folks said he was never going to have a coaching job in the league and literally didn't even miss a whole offseason. So,
I mean, he's a good quality coach.
He's a great coach.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. Interesting.
It's just he's black, so, you know.
It's a rumors. Rumors are plenty. Which one do you want to start with, Rudy? We have about a minute.
Let's do Tom Brady.
Okay.
That's I think that's the juiciest one. You know, everyone knows that he left Tampa Bay, but he never officially retired from the NFL. Never said he was going to retire from the
NFL. Ooh, conspiracies.
So everyone and their mom is saying, oh, he's coming back to the Bay for 1 year to win it all with his hometown team. So, of course, do I want to see that? Oh, yeah. Definitely. Tom Brady, he should have won the MVP last year. But you never know. So that's one rumor going on. It's starting to gain some traction too, because now a lot of writers are saying that same thing, that he's going to come back. So I don't know, we'll see,
which would be wild.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers broke up with his fiance, perhaps,
supposedly. So I think we could shoot down the Denver rumors, because she is from Denver, born and raised there.
Now he wants to go the opposite way.
Yeah, so who knows where he's going to end up at.
I did see the Panthers being on that list of a potential of him going there, which, but I don't know why they would.